bean or a pea.
Oh, you mean the New Year's dish?
Yes.
Black-eyed peas.
I've been referring to it as the New Year's dish, and I wondered if I wasn't pointing things southward. So I thought that I'd stop it. It was up north in black-eyed beans.
Oh, are they?
What kinds of berries might be growing around here?
Blackberries, strawberries. I don't know, you got some more that you want me to pronounce?
Raspberries?
Raspberries.
Is that ever called a raspberry?
No. And you never hear the P sound.
Yeah.
Raspberries.
My grandmother was a Michigander and she always called it a raspberry.
Oh.
She always talked about a bow and a arrow. How about melons?
Oh, there's cantaloupes, watermelons, muskmelons. That's about all.
And these fungus growths that look like a parasol or an umbrella? One variety is edible, one variety is inedible.
You're talking about toadstools and mushrooms?
Uh-huh. Let's see now, the toadstool is edible?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's common knowledge that it isn't edible. We just accept it. I haven't tried it.
Well, is there any special reason?
Not that I know.
Is it,
it could be harmful. It could be poisonous. I don't know. Did you ever see anybody that tried it?
No.
Maybe we could learn something.
Well, let's see. If you've made up your mind that you're not going to do something and someone keeps trying to push you into it, you might finally say, well, I've made up my mind. There's no need for you trying to get me to do it because I just
won't do it.
If you had a neighbor, let's say, who needed assistance on something, and you didn't find out until later about this, you say, well, I wish you'd called on me because I
could help you.
Do you ever hear Mike could around here? Mike could do it?
For the word possibly, you sometimes hear maybe so.
Maybe so? I could maybe so do it? Or
someone says, could you? Maybe so I could.
Maybe so I could.
You hear that? Maybe so.
Well, maybe we're back in one of those appendages again. You have owls around here.
Some, yes.
Some what?
Owls.
Little ones? Big ones?
Oh, large and small. Hoot owls, screech owls, mama owls and papa owls.
How about that bird that will hammer a hole in the tree?
The woodpecker.
Uh-huh. And the animal with a white stripe on his back? The white stripes?
Skunk?
Squirrels. Do you have those?
Gray squirrel, red squirrel, and I think there's been some flying squirrel seen around.
Any that live in the ground or among the rocks?
Well, let's see, there's a ground squirrel. Very small animal. Ground squirrel. That's the only name I ever heard applied to.
Any special term for old destructive animals?
Varmints?
Mm-hmm. Do you have the a lizard around here with the horns on its head?
Yes. You hear them spoken of as a horny toad.
And the large, around your swamps or swampy area or along the creek, you may find these big animals that croak at night.
Bullfrogs.
You have the small green ones around here.
Well, I imagine those that croak have been small at one time.
And